people don't realise is what you see on the television on the Saturday when it goes out isn't necessarily what happens. I mean, when I went, I was so alienated, but that's probably because of my arrogance. But I was so alienated is that you really do feel like it's them against us. I mean, there really is an anti-British feel, and it's like a bubble that you go in. I mean, you go the week before. You don't just go on the day, you go the week before, and it really is madness. And yet, to be fair, Sweden, I would say, based on experience, is the country that takes it the most seriously. I mean, they're almost like the gods, if you like, because it all dates back to ABBA, of course. They're the gods of Eurovision. They do take it seriously. We tried to do that with Making Your Mind. And bear in mind that I have to go through a selection process and win Making Your Mind up. And these days, you don't even have to do that. You know, if you know the right people at the Beeb, then you're going to Eurovision. It's as simple as that.
What's it like performing at Eurovision?
It's like, I mean, I've got to be honest, right? I've never forgotten my lyrics in 15 years of having hit records. But if you watch back my performance, I'm sure people will on YouTube, as the blackboard is revolving, I've actually forgotten my lyrics. And I'm panicking. I was about to try and make some stuff. And then suddenly they come back into my head and I start getting very excited and jumping around. Because Eurovision is the most nerve-wracking thing in the world, particularly with just before you go on and the floor manager says, well, there's probably about 200 million watching you. So it can help the nerves a little bit.